how do I judge my performance today? And we didn't score enough touchdowns. That pick in their territory hurt. We knew coming into this game we have to control the ball, and when we got in the red zone, we had to put up 6 and not 3, and we didn't do that. So I could have played better. We'll learn from it and move on.
Did you think about winning the state championship here in 2000?
During the game?
No, I mean just the last couple of days.
No, I mean it's been a long time ago. Obviously, it's always fun to come home, and I've got good memories here. But we had a bigger task at hand.
Are the Colts the kind of team that you have to play absolutely perfect? You can't make a mistake.
Keep that thing. I don't know. I mean obviously Peyton, he controls that offense, and he does an exceptional job. And they don't turn the ball over. They don't make many mistakes. And like I said, when we get down there. We were rolling early, but we were putting up field goals instead of putting up touchdowns. And, I mean, when they get down there, they're going to put 7 on the board. So we got behind, even though we were moving the ball well. So, I mean, it's tough. You have to play close to perfect. I don't have to play perfect.
What happens when you get to the 20 that helps you keep putting up field goals? Is it play calling, or is it execution, or is it a little bit of both?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we have to go back and look at it in the last 4 games and see what our problem is. I mean, third downs, we've got to move the chains. We've got to run the ball better. We've got to throw the ball better. I mean, as a whole, we just got to look at everything that we're doing, maybe make some changes, maybe not. But the way we're going right now, I mean, it's not going to cut it.
Do you think when you get down in there, because you're a young quarterback, that they maybe get a little careful?
You're asking the wrong person. I don't know. I just run what's called.
Does it feel like you're in first place in the division right now?
No, it doesn't. But I mean, we're disappointed. Obviously, we thought we had a good game plan going in this game when we rolled with them early. But I mean, we're 2-2. There's still a lot of football left. There's still a lot of divisional games left. So I mean, we need to keep just working and looking for the future. I mean, we've got a good team. We've got a good team in there. I mean, I know all the guys are down and disappointed in themselves and the team. But I mean. We felt good coming in this year. I mean, and I think when we go back and take a look at the film, we're going to realize we were a lot closer than what we thought we were. And we need to just keep working and get better.
Everybody has their own style, but when you're on the sideline, you watch Manny and all and go, okay.
Do I watch
see something that he does?
Oh, well, I mean, we watched a lot of film on him in the offseason. I mean, during the game, I catch glimpses of what he's doing. But, I mean, you don't have a clue what he's doing, really. I mean, he's making all kinds of signals and stuff. And telling everyone where to go, so you really can't get a feel for exactly how he runs the offense by watching from the sideline.
Jay, the Colts obviously the elite team in the league. You feel you guys are close to that today? Obviously, it didn't show, but you feel.
I think we've got a good football team in there. I mean, I think we're talented on offense, defense, and special teams. We've got some big playmakers on offense. I mean, defensively, we got some guys that can make some plays as well. But we're just not putting it all together, I mean, like the Colts are. I mean, they're clicking offensively and defensively, and, I mean, special teams played well for them today, too. So, I mean, obviously everyone wants to be the Colts right now because they're winning and they're defending Super Bowl champs. But we're the Broncos, and we're going to go back and look at the film and try to put it together.
What happened on the interception?
What?
What happened on the interception? Mike took the blame for it a minute ago. What happened?
We were doing some stuff. We made some changes at halftime, and we thought we were going to get some different coverages. And we ran the first play, and they kind of disguised some stuff. So we came back and called a different play. And, I mean, Brandon, you talked to him. I don't know. He could maybe come flatter. I maybe should have just thrown it away. But there, you can blame a lot of people on that play.
Did it play you any differently without Javon in the lineup?
No, they didn't. I mean, we thought we could run the ball early. We might see some cover two, and then they'd roll down and play single high, and we could probably get some stuff outside. But, I mean, our running game was going so well. I think early we tried to stick with it and kicking field goals instead of touchdowns. So, I mean, got behind.
Played a couple more. Could you just not get your feet under you as you rolled?
Which one? The deep one? Oh, I mean, the play's off as soon as that end. I mean, I had trouble with him. I mean, throw the ball a long way. I can't throw it 80. So, I mean, as soon as I got to break that tackle, I mean, he's pretty much dead. I mean, so I just rolled out there and try to give him a shot. But, I mean, play's off. Thanks. I mean, maybe a good day, some wind behind me, some altitude, go back to Denver, try it out one day.
Anything else?
Thanks.